Did you know that everything is bigger in Texas? It's true, both real and imagined. I do know the Texas State Capitol is taller than the U.S. Capitol and larger in area than any other state capitol, so there's that. I lived in Houston for 5 years, and I know for a fact you can drive for hours and not even be close to the state line. It's big. Recently, my family was on a quick road trip to Texas. It was lunchtime, so we drive through Whataburger. I ordered a meal deal with a root beer and fries. I did not supersize it or request it to be the largest root beer and burger I'd ever seen, but it was. The burger was huge, and I could never drink all that root beer to save my life. We laughed in the moment because it seemed so ridiculously supersized. But isn't that what culture has demanded? Or maybe it's what fast food chains deliver to keep us coming back. The value meal, a merchandising tactic of bundling items for a discount. And the bundles kept getting bigger. Over the years, they became supersized. It wasn't just, here's your food. It turned into, here is way more food than you really need. And over time, it has taken a big toll on our health. And there is a point you have to think, do I really need this much? We want things bigger and better. Give us more deals, more options, more success, bigger houses, bigger cars and toys, more stuff, more adrenaline rushing experiences. We want our needs not only met, but supersized. Here's a question. Do we think the same way when it comes to giving? Someone needs to borrow a dollar. Here, let me supersize that and give you 10. No, a 20. How about let's just make it 100? What about how we serve others? Someone is hungry or needs help. Here's some quick cash. God bless. You know what? Let me take you to get something to eat and get to know you a bit. Or how about I supersize that and get you some groceries, and while we are there, I can connect you to a friend that may have a job available. That's not the norm, is it? When it comes to giving or serving others, unfortunately, we only really want to give what we have to. Maybe enough to feel good about it, but not too much so we don't really feel it. We have a great example of supersized giving in Mark 12. Jesus sat down opposite the place where the offerings were put and watched the crowd putting their money into the temple treasury. Many rich people threw in large amounts, but a poor widow came and put in 2 very small copper coins, worth only a few cents. Calling his disciples to him, Jesus said, "Truly, I tell you, this poor widow has put more into the treasury than all the others. They gave out of their wealth, but she, out of her poverty, put in everything, all she had to live on." Her gift was supersized. It's never the amount, it's the sacrifice and the obedient heart behind the gift. This woman gave everything and sets an example for us today. As the body of Christ, we should be supersizing our giving, forgiving, serving, and loving people. But instead, we don't even give 10%. We definitely don't want to give our time to serve kids in the nursery or help someone in need. Father, forgive us. Let us be a people of supersized giving and serving. That's when people not only hear the gospel, but they see it lived out in a big way. That makes the difference. That's the truth. Ask God to show you ways to give more, serve more, and love more. As you do, you will receive a supersized blessing. I'm Lori Klein.